Damien, we are talking this week on the Monday Business Watch about a popular coffee place in the Mesquite District, Beck's Coffee. They have an expansion.
That's right. They, Ariana and Ty, are getting ready to expand. I was there last Wednesday downtown, right next to Oregon Mountain Outfitters. A crane came in and lowered into place a shipping container, which is going to be the new home of Beck's Express. So they'll be serving coffee to passersby right there on the street. It's a really cool place. And as an added benefit, it keeps them from having to get up at 4 o'clock every morning to go set up a tent on the farmer's market.
Yeah, so for folks looking for them on the farmer's market, they've just moved down the street.
That's right. Just walk up the street a little bit, and you'll find them.
Now, this is really interesting, the whole concept of what they're doing here with the shipping container. We've seen some businesses do this in our area.
Actually, yeah. And there's a connection there. Sandra Espiritu, who opened up the real estate agent who opened up the one on Loman, actually, she and her husband are the ones who helped Ariana get this shipping container that they're going to be using for Beck's Express.
So this is something that's going to be open every day?
Correct. Every day. Whereas before, you know, you had to either go over to the location on Mesquite to get Beck's or wait until Saturday morning rolled around and enjoy it on the farmer's market. Now they'll be open every day. And again, they're located right next door to Oregon Mountain Outfitters.
Well, what great news for not only coffee lovers in the area, but downtown in general. Now, Damien, over the last couple of weeks, we have talked about craft brew options in the area, but over the last couple of years, we've had plenty more options for coffee lovers in the area.
It's really interesting because a year ago, a little over a year ago, there were, aside from Beck's, there were no options for coffee in the downtown area to speak of. And that is one of the things that prompted Little Toad Creek to add coffee to their menu and start opening a little bit earlier, because there just was no place for people, you know, who work in the government buildings downtown, their fellow business owners, to stop in for a cup of coffee. So they added that to the menu. I believe it was last January, a little over a year ago. And then along came Vintage Mercado. They opened in about June or so. Cafecito Divino opened up there up at the northernmost end of the downtown area on Picacho, there at Picacho and Spruce. And then a new shop has opened, Downtown Blues Coffee.
Oh, really?
Very recently, about 6 weeks ago, and they're down at the south end of Main Street. In the downtown area.
Okay, tell us about this place, Downtown Blues Coffee.
So it's owned by a guy named Frank Jauregui. He opened it about 6 weeks ago. Really cool atmosphere. They do sell antiques. Ray Navadas, who has a record collection of 77,000 pieces of vinyl, has opened up a shop, so they're selling records out of this coffee shop. They do have live jazz and blues scheduled regularly. There's always some good blues playing whenever you walk in. It's all decorated in blues. And one of the really interesting things is it's located there at 130 South Main in the space that was once occupied by the historic Deluxe Cafe, which is where Cricket Kugler was a waitress. And on March 31st, they're going to have a book reading and signing by Paula Moore, who wrote the book Cricket in the Web about the murder of Cricket Kugler.
An unsolved case, I believe.
Yeah, I believe it was 1949.
Okay, well, thanks for that update, Damien. Now, there's a lot of options here for just downtown in general, it looks like.
Absolutely. If you find yourself stuck downtown early in the morning, you're looking for a little pick-me-up, there is certainly no shortage of places to grab a cup of coffee.
Damien, thanks for the update this week. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure, Anthony.